Dr. Habiter dictating clinic note on Sagario Granello, S-A-G-R-A-R-I-O, last name G-R-A-N-I-L-L-O, birth date 3578, office visit 4-12-25, patient seen with complaints of burning and frequency with lower abdominal pain for the past several days. Also complaints of dizziness, nausea when lying down, arm and legs go numb, plus neck pain. Patient as above, history of mild diabetes, delete that for now. The view of symptoms, menorrhagia with clots reported monthly, has been referred to gynecologist 2 times in the past without evaluation. Correction, please delete that last statement. Review of symptoms. Patient says she's been having loose stools for many years. Say she had a colonoscopy done about a year ago. I was told it was like infection. Given unknown medications. States it was at Texas Emergency Hospital. Patient was referred to Dr. Lopardi before. Without follow-up, unknown meds, no medications per GI doctor according to patient. Excuse me, again, I'm sorry, difficult dissertation. Patient given prescription for medication, but that it caused diarrhea, so she stopped taking it. Patient has a history of menorrhagia with passage of clots. With referral to gynecologists on different occasions without follow-up. Social history. States she's very worried about possible deportation of husband who's been in this country for 19 years, but without immigrant status. Physical exam. General appearance, a patient has a grieved expression on face, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. It's a normal image. Next up, without tenderness, restricted range of motion, lungs clear off shape percussion, heart rhythm, rhythm without murmur, gallop, abdomen with 2+ suprapubic tenderness without guarding a rebound. Back without CBA tenderness, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, psychiatric appearance of anxiety disorder with history of hyperventilation. Abdominal pain. Questionable gynecological origin. History of urinary tract infections. extreme stress reaction with hyperventilation, menorrhagia without workup, irritable bowel syndrome with questionable stools, constipation with side effects from Bentyl, unable to take, recurrent urinary tract infections. Patient had UA done in office showing hemolyzed RBCs, 1 plus protein, no pyuria. Patient referred to for CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. Urine culture obtained on UA. Patient given prescription for Bactrin double strength. And Peridium for apparent urinary tract infection. Patient referred to gynecologist for evaluation of menorrhagia and abdominal discomfort. Also referred to urologist for evaluation of recurrent cystitis per history. Also refer back to GI doctor for continued evidence of colitis. All right. Patient states that she has a 10th third weekly uncertain denomination where she spends some time with friends talking about their situations and her situation. Patient because of mental distress, patient was referred to Tri-County Hospital for further evaluation and comfort. Patient advised to follow up in 2 to 4 weeks. Will attempt to get referrals on her insurance. Thank you, Dr. Habedier.